From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is due to begin delivering what's turned out to be a controversial speech to the nation's young people in about an hour. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House released an advance copy of the president's back-to-school speech in hopes of quieting critics who'd warned Mr. Obama might take advantage of a captive classroom audience to spread an overly partisan message. Instead, Mr. Obama draws on his own experience to highlight the importance of getting a good education. Speaking aboard Air Force One yesterday, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs called it sad that the political fight had intruded on that message.
Right now, nearly 3 in 10 kids in school will not walk across the stage and get a high school diploma. If anybody thinks that's the recipe for long-term economic growth, I've got news for them.
Mr. Obama will tell students today he understands the challenges facing those with single parents or whose families have trouble paying the bills, but he says those challenges are no excuse for not trying. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Once the president wraps up his back-to-school speech, he'll be focusing on his efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system. He's to meet this afternoon with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid in the Oval Office. He's also preparing to deliver a speech on health care to a joint session of Congress tomorrow. Commuting in the San Francisco Bay Area is easier than expected today. The Bay Bridge reopened near the start of the rush hour. Rachel Miro has more from KQED in San Francisco.
Originally, the bridge between San Francisco and the East Bay was scheduled to reopen today after a long holiday weekend of seismic repairs. But a rusty crack discovered on an I-bar beam Saturday pushed the open forward. Had repair crews taken any longer, it would have been the first time the Bay Bridge was closed on a working day since the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989. The happy news, crews finished the fix, means business as usual. But other transit agencies in the region were prepared for a surge. Bay Area Rapid Transit is running longer trains, the Golden Gate Ferry added a run, and the California Highway Patrol beefed up staffing at the area's other bridges. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
More than half of that huge wildfire burning north of Los Angeles has been contained. Authorities now say it's 60% surrounded, but firefighters have been having trouble creating a buffer zone to protect neighborhoods in the foothills of the San Gabriel Valley because of flare-ups. The blaze has blackened more than 157,000 acres. U.S. military says 4 American soldiers have been killed by roadside bombs in Iraq. 3 died when their patrol was targeted in northern Iraq. One other died in a similar attack in southern Baghdad. Stocks opened higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up 54 points at 94.95. The NASDAQ is up 14. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Afghanistan's election watchdog is adding to the uncertainty surrounding last month's presidential election. It's ordered a partial recount of votes. It says it's found what it calls clear and convincing evidence of fraud. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in the Afghan capital.
Here in Kabul, the United Nations-backed Electoral Complaints Commission that has been tasked with investigating widespread allegations of fraud, they have issued an order to Afghan election officials to do a recount of a significant number of polling stations and a significant number of ballots. Exactly how many stations, they are not saying at the moment. They've conducted their investigation at this stage mainly in 3 provinces. One in particular that should be of note is Kandahar province in the south, which is that pivotal province that is the home province of President Karzai.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kabul. Meanwhile, a separate panel says that President Karzai has, for the first time, surpassed the threshold he needs to avoid a second round runoff against his main challenger. The results, though, won't be certified until fraud allegations have been investigated. South Korea is rejecting North Korea's explanation for a sudden deadly release of water into a river that flowed across their border over the weekend. The North says the release was urgent because the water level behind a dam on the Imjin River was too high. It says it will notify the South of any more such releases in the future. The South says Pyongyang should clarify more thoroughly and apologize. At least 4 people died, 3 South Koreans are still missing. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.